Le'ilei nishmas of kleinim is kamish ben aveli melech. Chala, perek dalet, mishna aleph. Shtei noshim sh'asu shnei kabin. So if two women made two kabin in total. This Mishnah, the Mefarshim explained, the Rav explains, is going according to Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel holds that the only time you're chayiv in chala is if you have two kabin. That's the chiv of chala. We hold that less than that. We hold 5/4 of a kav. 1 1/4 kav is what's chayiv in chala. And that we had a stam Mishnah in the beginning of this Masecht. That's what we hold. But this Mishnah is going like Beis Hillel. And if you had two women that were making two kabin, the nagu zebazeh, so each one had a kav worth of dough, and these two kabin, each one was touching the other one. Afilu hei mimin echot, even if it's the same species, pturin, it's potter. So if one has wheat dough and the other one has wheat dough, and each one is a kav, that's obviously not enough to be chayv and chala, according to everybody. It would be potter. We're not mitstarfit, even though they're touching each other and it's the same min. Now, normally, we have in the beginning of the Masechta that if one has the same species and it's touching each other, it is mitzarif to be chayiv and chala. So why here is it not? So here it's because stam, two nashim that are doing it like this, are makbid de zelse. They're makbid one to the other. And the Rav even says, even if they would actually knead this together, that it's not just touching, but they're kneading the whole thing together, but yet they're makbid in the end, they each want to take their own chelik, they'd still be putter. Uvizman shehem shel isha achas, but if it's one woman's dough, min b'minoi chayiv. If it's the same min like we had in the beginning of the Masechta, whether or not it's doing the shicha, where it's touching and connected a little bit like that, or if it's already baked but it's all together in the same basket, there you would be chayiv. It is mitzarif. V'shaloi b'minoi pater. But if it's one woman, and either it's a sada basket where they're already cooked, they're all touching, or they're noishche zuazu where they're connected in a little area, two separate loaves, but they're two different types of dough, there it's not mitzarif. The only case we said is mitzarif with different types of dough is when you mamish do it all together, like we said in the very beginning of the Masechta, and you make it into one big dough, there, obviously if you're not makbid one to the other, because you're one person, so there you'd be chayv and chala.